This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. We're continuing in Masechta Nedarim. Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We're dealing with the Shaila of Rami Bar Chama on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, where if somebody says, Harei Olai Kibasar Zivchei Shlamim, and we know that Basar Zivchei Shlamim La'achar Zrikas Hadam is Mutter, so what do you mean? Do you say, Be'ikarei Kamadfis? That your matfis in the essential status of the carbon, the essential status of the carbon is davar hanadar, or do we say behetera kamatfis? You're being matfis now. So let's start again from Amar Ravina Tashma. Kechalas aroin, like the chala of aroin. The chala of aroin is regular chala. Now that is not a davar hanadar, even though the Ran says that it becomes aser b'kriya shem, but it's not aser to everyone, it's not aser to kohanim, so it's called davar ha'aser. Or uk'truma, say likewise, truma is effective with an amira. So, it's davar ha'aser. When you say it should be chala or truma, then it's chal. But it's not aser to everyone, kohanim allowed to eat it, so it's not a davar ha'nador, it's a davar ha'aser. But we're making a diak. Ha ketrumas lachmei toida. But like the truma of the lachmei toida. Lachmei toida, the toida requires 40 loaves. 40 loaves. The netziv, by the way, there's a beautiful netziv that explains why do you have to bring so many loaves with the carbon toida. Because if you have to bring so many loaves, you're going to have to invite people. And the inyan of hoida is necessary to be moida. Barabim. So therefore, if you say and want to be matfis like lachmei toida, so the halacha is that it's effective. Lachmei toida aser. Now, lachmei toida in general, when is a person matfis to lachmei toida in terms of its relative to the carbon? The lachmei toida don't become mutter until you sprinkle the dam. You hear this? The lachmei toida, now, you could be mafresh it earlier, but typically you can't eat it until hafrashas adam. So, typically the lachmei toida are separated. The lachmei toida are separated after zrikas adam. By the way, the trumas lachmei toida, you have 10 of each of the 4 types of breads. One of each goes to the kohen. So if you're matfisid in trumas lachmei toida, now trumas lachmei toida is davar hanador. Why is it davar hanador? Because it's kachem. You see, truma is not kachem. Truma is something that once you're matfisid, it's mutter to the kohen. But trumas lachmei toida is kachem. The trumas lachmei toida is kachem that becomes mutter at zrikas hadam. So the Gemara is medayik. Ha ketrumas lachmei toida aser. Ay, the ha trumas lachmei toida laachar zrikas damim hi. The trumas lachmei toida is after you sprinkle the blood. Zok the ran. The ha trumas lachmei toida laachar zrikas damim hi. The kivan the lachmei toida loy sharo ba'achila al laachar zrika. Since the lachmei toida do not become permitted to eat until after you sprinkle the blood. Lama yitrimu oisam koidam lachain. Why would you take off the truma before? You can take off the truma. There could be such a case where you take off the truma. It's just that. Why would you? Umidik tani aser. The fact that it says aser shmamina debi karan kamatfis. We see from here that your matfis in the ikar. Okay, says the Gemara. So this is a rabbi karan kamatfis that your matfis in the essential state. Says the Gemara. No, don't be medayik. That trumas lachmei toida, the neder is chal, ema ketrumas halishka aser. Rather say like the trumas halishka it's aser. What's the trumas halishka? Says the Ran, ela ema ketrumas halishka aser. Trumas halishka shahayu tarmin mi mois halishka. The trumas halishka is the tithes that they took off from the money in the chamber, umemalin shalish kupais, and they filled up 3 baskets. That means like this. By the way, I don't know, usually every year about either 30 or 60 days before Purim, we start Masechta Megillah. Either we do a Blad a day or an Amud a day. So I gave the signal, okay, we start today. Today's Yud Daled Teves. In any event, in Masechta Megillah, it talks about that every Jew would contribute a machzis hashekel towards the public karbanos. They would put in a special chamber. But that was more than enough to cover the karbanos. And three times a year, the kohen would come in and with like a basket and take off like a separation. And from those three baskets that they would take out, three times a year, they would be makriv the karbanos. So that is like tzedakah money. That is money that is pledged. It's a davar hanador. So if you are matfis on that and you say ketshumas halishka, then in fact it's aser. But chumas lachme toida would be mutter. So the Gemara says, really? Aval chumas lachme toida mai mutter. But then you'll say chumas lachme toida, since it's after zrikas hadam. So then it's mutter because you're matfis it right now. Lisni lachme toida. Then why would the Braisa say that chalas aroin uktrumasai mutter? Why don't we say a bigger chiddush? Not only if you're matfis in regular truma, which is davar ha'asur, is it not a neder, but even if you're matfis in lachme toida. In other words, avo trumas lachme toida, my mutter, lisni lachme toida, v'koshikein trumasai. Why talk about a case of truma? Talk about trumas lachme toida and certainly regular truma. Says the Ran. Lisni trumas lachme toida v'kolzikain trumasai v'havi rabusa tvei. That would be a much bigger chiddush. Mishum demei kara nesra trumas lachme toida meneder. The chiddush would be that even though essentially Trumas Lachme Toida is Davar HaNador, but since right now it's Mutter, so the Neder is not effective. So, says the Gemara, no, HaKamash Malon, Trumas Lachme Toida, Trumasai. The Chiddush is, when it says Trumasai, it doesn't just mean regular Truma that you take off, you know, 1/50. Trumasai includes Trumas Lachme Toida. Says Aran Trumasai, he kalamer bechlal uk Trumasai diktani. He mishum dehave ketruma legabe zarim. In other words, when the Braisa says uk Trumasai, it doesn't just mean Truma. It refers to Trumas Lachme Toida as well. That's answer number one. Answer number one is that the diuk is not to be medayik for Trumas Lachme Toida. The diuk is to be medayik for Trumas Halishka. But taka Trumas Lachme Toida, it would not be an effective neder. V'ibayisema. And if you want, you could say Trumas Lachme Toida Nami koydem zrikas damim hu. The case of Trumas Lachme Toida is where you were mafris to Trumas Lachme Toida before the zrikas hadam. So right now it's a davar hanader. You don't have a raya mei kara kamafris. It's talking about a case where you're mafris to Trumas Lachme Toida before the zrikas hadam. Kagoin, for example, the afrishinu belisha. For example, you separated it while it was still being kneaded. The Ran Taka says that it could have said you separated it after you baked it, before you sprinkled the blood. But it picked a case where you separated it while you were kneading it. What's an example? The Gemara continues. V'chi hada amar Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna. Like Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna taught. Amar Shmuel, in the name of Shmuel. Lachme Toida. The Lachme Toida. Remember we said Lachme Toida, you have to bring 40 loaves. 10 of each of the four types. What if when you baked it, instead of baking it with 40 loaves, you baked it with 4 loaves? Basically, you combine the 10 loaves of each type into one big loaf. So, halach is amar shmal, lachme toida sha'afan ba'arba chalois, lachme toida, you baked it with 4 chalois, yatza your yotza. Ayvachsiv arbam, it says 40, and you only did 4. Lemitzvah, 40 is preferable, but it's not ma'akev. I v'haboy l'mishkal truma. But you need to take off truma. And if you baked it, you see, if you baked 10 loaves, you could just give one. If you baked 10 loaves of each, you could give one to the kohen. But if you baked just 4 total loaves, how are you giving one to the kohen? V'chi tema d'shakal chada rifta al kula. If you're going to say, well, you took one loaf for everything. So out of the 4 loaves you baked, you took one for the truma that you're required to give for all, for everything. V'atnamba, we learned in the Mishnah, echad mikol karban, one from each karban, which we interpret to mean, shelo yita mikarban al chaveray. You can't take from one loaf for the other type of loaves. There's revuchim and challah and matzah. You can't take from one for the others. Elamai, you say, well, I took a shtickel of... I baked 4 big loaves, and I took a cheftza from each of the 4. V'chitema d'shakal prusa mikol chad v'chad. If you're going to say he took a piece from each one, v'hatnan, but we learned in the Mishnah, echad, it says one, shelo yita prusa. You can't take a shtick, can't take a piece, you have to take one whole thing. So you know what you did? Ela d'afreshinu belisha. You separated it when you were needing it. Meaning, when you were kneading it, you kneaded 10 doughs for each, and then, let's say, 10 matzah doughs, 10 challah doughs, 10 revuchim doughs, you gave one of the doughs to a kohen, and then you took the other 9 and you rolled it together as one big loaf. Okay? So that means you were makdim the trumas lachmei toida belisha, even before the zrikas hadam. Says the Gemara, the shakel chada me chametz. You took one of chametz, v'chada min chalais, and one from chalais, v'chada min rakikim, and one from rakikin, v'chada min revucha, and one from revucha. Let's see the Ran. Ba'arba chalais, arba mine chalais. There are 4 types of chalais. Ayva k'siv arba'im, da'havu arba'a minin. There are 4 species of bread: chametz, chala, rakikin, or revucha. I v'atnan v'hikriv echad mikol karban, kolaymar, mikol min u'min, from each and every species, v'yalfinon b'gzeira shava. We learn out from b'gzeira shava, the echad me'eser ka'amar. Echad means, we learn out from b'gzeira shava, 1 out of 10, v'havalu arba'im, and they're 40. Meaning the Ran is bothered that, what does it mean that you need to take truma? The Gemara says you need to take truma. And it can't be you took one of the whole thing, because we learned in the Mishnah, one from each karban. You need to take one from each min. And one from each min, we learn out, means 1 out of 10. Says the Ran, the shakal chadam and chametz. She'asa eser chalos. You made 10 loaves mikol min. The achar shefrishan echad mikol min. After you separated one from each min, lush tisha shall kol min. You needed 9 of each min. Va'asa chal achas. You made 1 big chala mikol teisha v'teisha from each group of 9. Says the Gemara. Lema ketanoi. Let us say it is a machlokes tanoim. Let us say what is a machlokes tanoim. L'chaira, let us say whether the intention is whether you mean lefnei zrikas damim or not. We just said 2 answers. Answer number 1 is trumas lachme toida is taka mutter, and the case of the diuk of ha truma is the trumas halishka would be aser, but trumas lachme toida would be mutter because he probably means la'achar zrikas hadam. Or the case is koidem zrikas damim. Let us say this is a machlokes tanaim, and we're going to explain what this means exactly, that it's a machlokes tanaim. Harei olai kibachar. Let's say somebody says, I want this piece to be aser like a bachar. Rabbi Yaakov Aser, Rabbi Yaakov Aser is Rabbi Yehuda Mater. And Rabbi Yehuda Mater is it. Now, what's the case? Yineima lefnei zrikas damim. If you say explicitly before the zrikas hadam, my time of demand ashari, what's the reason for the opinion that it's mutter? Vila achar zrikas damim. And if you say explicitly after my time of demand asar, so it must be elalav, demachis basar bachar. There's a piece of bachar in front of you. Umachis basar, and deheich gabe, and there's another piece of meat in front of you. Va'amar zekaze, and you say, this should be like this. And the question is, it's talking about achar zrikas hadam, but do you mean that it should be like the status of the bachar right now after zrikas hadam, or do you mean mei karai? Let's see the ran. Lema ketanoi. Let's see if we can figure out this ran. E lefnei zrikas damim. Let us say it's a machlekes tanoim. If before zrikas damim, kolaymer sha'amar came beferosh. Venera be'enai. The truth is, it could have asked, if you say, my time of the manda shari, what's the reason of the manda amra that it's permitted? Because even if you want to say, your madfis beheter, kol sha amra stam, Beikaroi komatfis, da tnam bimasnisen, chatos, toido, shlomim, osur. Veloi daikinon mino besugin, we're not medayek, de beikar komatfis. Ela aidi de boi la meimar ila achar zrikas damim, my time of demanda osar. Nakanami ila fnei zrikas damim, my time of demanda shari. Avalu adin de stoma nami kasha. Meaning like this. Even if you didn't say lefnei zrikas dam, we would still ask, why would anybody say it's mutter? Meaning, if you say, I want it to be like a bachar lefnei zrikas hadam, of course it should be aser. But the Ran is saying, even if you didn't say explicitly you want it to be like the status of the karma before zrikas hadam, also we feel it should be aser. If you just say this should be like a karban, then you definitely mean before zrikas hadam. If you say after, I mean, what we're trying to say is, when a person says that something should be like a karban, how do we interpret his words? Does he mean that it should be like a karban before the zrikas hadam, or should be like a karban la'achar zrikas hadam? The Ran just explains, and the Ran clarifies, that if a person just says, this should be like a karban before the zrikas hadam, it should for sure be asar. Even if a person just says this should be like a karban, and he doesn't explicitly say before zrikas hadam, it should also be asar, because we're going to say in an upcoming Mishnah, if you say this should be like a chatas, a toida, shlomim, it's asar. Even though you didn't explicitly say before zrikas hadam, because we assume when you say karban, you mean the essential state of the karban. The shaila is where you don't refer to the karban, you don't say the name of the karban, you just say, this permitted meat should be like that meat over there, which happens to be a karban. And by this case of bachar, we find it's machlokes whether do you mean that it should be like its essential state or like its state now, la'achar zrikas hadam. And that's really the shaila of Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama's shaila is where you have a piece of mutter meat and a piece of zivchei shlamim, and you say this should be like this. So the Gemara is saying it should be a machlokes tanaim. It's a machlokes, Rabbi Yaakov Oyser, because Rabbi Yaakov seems to say you go like the essential state of the Bechar, and Rabbi Yehuda matters, because Rabbi Yehuda says we go like its current state. But that's only it's not talking about where you say the name of the carbon. Like the Gemara started off on Yeralf Amid Beis. If you say Beferis La'achar Zrikas Hadam, it's not going to work. And if you say like a Shlomim, the Ran now is being Mechadish, it also would definitely be Aser. Because we see in a later Mishnah that when you label the name of the carbon, if you say, my permitted meat should be like a chata, should be like an asham, you definitely mean like the essential state of the carbon, namely before the Zrikas Hadam. So at this step, we're setting it up that the Shail Rami Rachame is Machlokes Tanam. And ultimately, the Gemara is going to say no. Everyone says that it, you could say, you want to see the Gemara just quickly, the Gemara says, Loi dekuli amal lefnei Zrikas Damim. Everybody agrees it's before the Zrikas Hadam. Or, by the way, either you said before the Zrikas Hadam, or just Stam. So then why would Rabbi Yossi matter? Because it says, Ki yidar neder. Hatfasa only works on the type of neder, Iser neder, that you have to activate. But if it automatically comes because it's a bechor, that's not considered a davar anador, even though the iser is a davar anador. Mendy wants to say that he was thinking that, he knows it, no?
The whole Gemara, we can't talk about the matzah to bechor, right?
It's not
a davar anador at all.
Loi, dekuli am lefnei zrikas hadam, I tell them on the sharia, markor ki yidar, ad she yidar b'davar anador, la'afuke bechor de davar asar hu. Aye, so what's the pshat on the other man d'amar? Uman d'asar, amar kra, l'ashem, l'rabbis d'abra asar. What does that mean? That's a chiddush, because this whole sugya we're talking about, the whole Gemara hatfas only works b'davar hanadar, not b'davar asar. So the Gemara basically is going to introduce the idea that maybe Hatfasa works b'davar ha'asar. I mean, how much can we do next week's Gemara, you know? Okay. I guess there's... Yeah. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Rabbi, say...
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.